Welcome to Uncorked Gamers, new edition. I'm Jeff.
New edition?
We're going to have a new segment, so it's a new edition.
Okay. New Kids on the Block? This is episode 23?
You know they're going on tour, right?
What?
New Kids on the Block are on tour.
I thought they... Okay.
This is like a little get back together deal. I don't know. They decided they want to be friends again.
Alright. That's good for them.
So what's your name?
My name's Dan. Thanks for asking.
Nice. And Adam is not here.
Again.
Good job, Adam. Way to become the other Adam.
Yeah. Do we need a new Adam?
Apparently we needed a new Adam.
If you're an Adam, send your applications to uncoredgamers@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can come down for like 4 episodes and then leave.
Yeah.
Your own accord, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. We're not kicking anybody out. Adams just don't like to be here.
Yeah, they say we're too diminutive to them or something like that. I don't know.
Might be. By the way, Adam, if you're listening, you're fired. I'm just kidding, Adam. You're not fired.
Yeah, you're not fired until we find a new Adam.
You have to train your replacement first, dude. That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just expect an Adam to come up off the street and know how to use a little soundboard on their phone.
No. You got to teach that kind of stuff. You got to train. Takes a lot of effort, a lot of time. And, you know, of course, we're going to pay the new guy a lot less than we pay the current Adam.
Right.
So that's how it goes, dude.
Mm-hmm. So much less that he'll give us money.
Maybe I'll pay him the same. I think I'm going to pay him the same as our current Adam.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, thanks for including me in that decision-making.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start out with some hot, poppin' news. Netflix Hack Day happened, and somebody got Netflix to run on the Nintendo Entertainment System using a specialized cartridge. The Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, was not modded in any way. It was just the cartridge that was special.
So how was the cartridge special? How did they created some kind of Wi-Fi deal in it?
I assume probably some type of Wi-Fi deal or something like that.
What about the colors and stuff?
It's all Nintendo Entertainment System colors, 8-bit colors.
How would a movie look in 8-bit colors?
Slightly better than black and white.
I wonder if they have videos
out. They do, but I do not have internet. And if this is a day late, or... So, now you know why.
If it's not Wednesday today, then yeah. It's because the internet sucks here.
Yeah, thank you, AT&T Uverse. Oh, no.
It's your third broken modem.
Yep. So,
in 2 weeks.
Holy
shit. Or 3 weeks. How long has it been since you got the Uverse?
Like 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks and already you've gone through 3 modems?
Yeah. Get your shit together, Uverse.
Maybe the modem's not the problem.
Yeah, stop telling me it is.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not saying you...
But you looked at me.
Well, no, I was engaging. So here's something cool. Xbox players, Xbox One, that are gold members, from March 10th, so today... today. To March 16th, we'll be able to play Dragon Age Inquisition for free.
A limited free play? Is that usual?
It's unclear. It's unclear if it'll allow access to the entire game or a limited section.
I know you can do that on PlayStation, right? They have like an hour.
Sometimes, if they have it set up.
Obviously, you're not going to make it too far in an hour, but, like, it's basically the whole game, right?
Yeah, the entire game, yeah. You have to download the whole game, and you play the whole game for an hour. Which is kind of nice. You get to see all the features and stuff that sometimes they make it.
Yeah, at that point, you don't want to stay stuck on a menu screen for a long time.
Right.
Because, you know, the time limit and all. It kind of sucks if you just waste it away with just being in the menu trying to look at things and check things out.
Yeah.
Might as well just play through it as much as you can.
Has this happened to you?
I'm the kind of person that hangs on a menu, like, I don't know, just depending on the game, obviously. But, like, it's just, like, I do it all the time, dude. I'm in the menu, I'm just like, I scroll through every single item, you know, read what every item does and whatever. Just me. But, yeah. So, Xbox Live, I heard, is having problems with their 360.
Yeah, apparently it's been down for a lot of people.
And, what is this? Are they just cutting off support now? What's going on here?
Well, they can't cut off support.
I know they can't, dude, but it seems like they're not caring anymore. They don't care about the 360 as much as the One.
But why would they? I mean, Sony doesn't care about the PlayStation 3
as much. It's still relevant. Yes, it is. The PlayStation 3 is still relevant.
They don't care about it as much, though. I mean, they're just going through the motions. People want to put games on there. Like, all right, sure, go ahead, whatever.
There's AAA titles still coming into PS3.
They're coming to PS4 and PS3.
Yeah, but that still includes PS3.
Yeah, but it's only because there's 10 billion people playing on PS3.
And don't they have to, like, rewrite codes and stuff like that for the PS4, though? When you're making a PS3 game?
Maybe.
So they're taking a lot of time and effort to do this.
I guess it's a good point. There's a lot of architecture in that.
So, yeah.
All right. You win that one.
I think I won my first one.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to go kill myself now.
Don't do that, Dan. I was wrong the whole time. I just lied about everything, Dan.
Okay, cool. Well, in that case. Hey, I got to do the Street Pass thing on the Nintendo DS. That happened.
What happened? Explain it to me.
So you leave the system on, and you put it in your pocket, and you walk around. And other people that also have it on and in their pocket, their Miis will come visit you and help you with your little Street Pass games.
So did something happen?
One of the creators of Majora's Mask came and visited me in my Street Pass.
Oh, so it's not just people that you walk by?
No, sometimes they'll do special events. Like, I guess this one was a Best Buy special event.
I see.
If you had it on, like, while around Best Buy, they would. Like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I created this game, and I'm
Shigeru busy. Miyamoto.
No, it wasn't him.
No. Who was it?
I don't remember.
You remember his name?
No.
Apparently he's a bigwig, and you don't know his name?
It was, he said it, and then he was in, and then that was it. I mean, I could probably look it up if I wanted to, but nah.
So it just went away real quick?
I mean, like, he's part of my Street Pass, but I'm like, eh.
So you didn't find any random people in there?
Well, I mean, he's pretty random because he's, you know,
from Japan. But he's a special event.
No, yeah, I have like 20 people on my Street Pass now.
Of people you just pass on the street?
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I imagine this thing has a pretty long range because I didn't really get that close to the Best Buy. Like, I got off the freeway, and that's how close I got.
Yeah.
So the range must be pretty crazy on that thing.
What does it use? Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
Can't use Wi-Fi. What am I talking about?
Well, it has to use Wi-Fi.
But not for
the Street Pass?
Yeah, can't randomly connect to people's internet. What was that? What? You saying it's just stealing internet from people and places?
I mean, they could. I think that's how the Vita does it.
The Vita does this?
It's not anywhere near as cool. It was a thing called Near. And what you could do is you'd be playing a game, and, like, you know, a game would have a near feature, like, you unlock this, like, color for this character, like, you can put that color on your near thing, so whenever somebody walks by near you, it'll be like, hey, here are all the people that were near you when, like, we did the last check, and you click on them and be like, oh, this person has a gift, I like this color for this character, like, oh, I haven't unlocked that, but now I can just get it off this guy. But it wasn't used enough. It wasn't, like, people didn't really understand it. So, it went nowhere.
Is it still a thing?
Not really.
I mean, does it still exist?
Yeah, I think it still exists.
Didn't phase it out or anything?
I think they might be phasing it out soon, though. If they haven't already.
Well, what they're not phasing out is the new PS4 2.50 update.
2.50.
Yeah. So, there was a leaked information about it, and apparently this is the update where the suspend and resume thing is going to come in play, where you can just stop everything wherever you're at and then resume it from that same spot. And from what I understand, and from what they said, and from what I read, you can do that with they only mentioned Netflix, but I'm assuming all applications might be able to do this, where you just kind of stop Netflix in the middle of a movie, and then when you go back to it, it starts off like right away.
Right.
And it does, you know, it doesn't have to go through the login and all that stuff anymore. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I hope that's how it works. Because, I mean, that's how it works on, like, the Vita and stuff like that. It's pretty nice.
It's going to kill the save file deal, right?
Why would it do that?
Why would you need a save file anymore if it just can, like, stop at any point?
If you turn off your PlayStation, then the suspense
is gone. Oh, it's not there?
No. It doesn't create a save state.
Oh.
It, like, literally pauses the application.
So it's only while it's on.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that then.
What made you think it was something else?
Nintendo does that.
Yeah, while the system's on.
No, you can save at any point, like in
Well, the DS.
Well, not every game. Not every game does
The 3DS does not do that. You can close
it. Yes, it does.
You can close the clamshell.
Depends on the game.
You can close the clamshell. No, that's the suspend. You open it back up, it's there, bam, nice.
Yeah, but it's...
You turn off the system. It's not trying to...
Some games do that, dude.
No, not on the 3DS.
Yes! You just don't have the right game.
You can save everywhere.
You know, you just don't have the right games. Okay.
I think I won that one. I feel good about myself again.
Nintendo Wii. You. Mario. Wii U. You can only save after beating
a Koopa Kid
or I forgot his name.
A Boo.
No, not a Boo. No, yeah. You can save after Boo houses as well. And
Bowser?
Not Bowser, the guy in the middle, the mini boss.
Which one?
The one, the mini boss.
I don't have a Wii U.
You had Super Mario Bros. 3. He's in the same one. You know Super Mario Bros. 3, when you get to the middle, there's a little tiny...
The hammer guys?
No, there's a little fortress that you have to go through.
Mm.
Before, you know, like, it's in the middle of, like, some worlds have, like, two of them.
Right, right.
And the guy at the end, he's a turtle. He's a type of turtle. And there at one point, you have to step on him 3 times, right? And then sometimes he has wings and he spreads wings.
Yeah, and he flies away. Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I forgot his name. I can't believe I forgot his name. But anyway, so after you beat him, you can save, right? But you can push start, and then the game will save a state, basically, yeah. I think. And then you can turn off your Wii U, and then when you start it back up, you start right where you left off.
Well, without actually saving the game. That's not a suspend.
Why is that different?
That's not a suspend. That's a save state.
Yeah, well, I thought that's what the PlayStation 4 was going to do.
No.
I thought it was the same deal.
No.
And I don't like it now that it's not the same deal. This is the idea that I had of it.
So you want... suspend.
Yes, I want to be able to save a game at any point, and then turn off my...
So you want a save state Netflix?
Look, man, I don't care about Netflix.
Netflix has its own resume feature, right?
Yeah, but you have to log in again.
My auto logs in.
No, it doesn't. Does it go back to the movie that you were watching last?
No, it doesn't go straight back
to the movie. You have to go through the motions again.
Well, it's just right there in your most recently watched.
Look.
You click on it.
I just wanted it to be able to save, turn it off, and then turn it back on and still be there. That's all I wanted.
You know why this 2.50 is really important?
Why?
Because it's supposedly, according to the leak, it's designed to be for disabled people of various types. Work? Like hard of hearing, so you can have, like, increase the size of closed captioning.
Accessibility
you can
have options?
Zoom features, and also completely remappable buttons.
For just the menu?
For the DualShock 4.
But it would be for the menu only, right?
I believe it's just completely remappable buttons, period.
That seems...
So if you press down, but...
You might be going up.
But your PlayStation is designed for it to go up. So people that have, like, one hand and stuff like that can, like, remap the buttons so they can play the games more effectively.
Like, Brawly Legs, man.
Brawly Legs.
You know Brawly Legs? You know Brawly Legs, right?
You told me about them, yeah.
Yeah, so for those who don't know who Brawly Legs is, and I can't remember if we talked about him on the podcast, but he He's in the fighting game community. He plays Street Fighter. But I forget the name of the disease. It's a strange one. It's not very usual. But basically he's in a specialized wheelchair, and he kind of sits he lies down on his stomach, and he only has fully one hand that's, I don't even think both hands are fully functional. It might be one that's almost fully functional. But he basically plays with one hand and his mouth. So he puts the controller on his mouth and he plays with his mouth. Super Street Fighter 4. And he's a good player. Like he could definitely beat me anytime. And he's on the competitive scene. He had the number one Chun-Li on Xbox Live. And he plays with Chun-Li, but he does have a special button layout that works for him. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't have all the moves available, but even like that, like, he still wins matches like crazy, dude. Like, this guy's, he's a good player. And, I mean, he loses just like anybody else, you know what I mean? He has a number one Chun on Xbox Live, or I don't know. I don't know what the deal is right now.
Yeah.
But the guy plays with his mouth, dude. You see what I'm saying here? He plays with his mouth.
Where there's a way, right?
Yeah. Seriously, man. Props to that guy, dude. Good job, Brawly.
Good job indeed.
So,
yeah. Game Day's stamp of approval.
So, I mean, that, yeah. I can see how this could help him in his endeavors to play video games.
Yeah, especially with Street Fighter 5 coming out on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I mean, stuff's going to be different, dude. Things are going to change. New buttons to push.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do different things. I don't know.
New ways to teleport?
Oh, God. Bison's teleport is junk now. Anyway, speaking of fighting games. So we talked about Clay Fighter last time. It was... I think there's an official... It's officially being released now in 2016. And the funny thing is, you guys can watch a video. There's a promotional video out for it. And it's funny because Interplay pokes fun at itself for making the first Clay Fighters. And it shows quotes from different gaming magazines. And because at the time, it might have been a thing, right? The internet's...
No, Super Nintendo era, not too popular. Computers were still expensive back then.
Okay, well, it was showing from different magazines and stuff like that. All these quotes and stuff that just kind of one of them being how can a company produce a game like this? And it was like, you know, from GameSpot or whatever. And it was just, it was funny reading the quotes on their, their own promotional video for the game.
Yeah.
And just that itself makes me want to buy the game. Cause I'm like, these guys are a fun company. You know, this is the image I get of them now. You know, it's a fun company. You know what? Why not support them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So good job to them. And I'd be happy to play the new Clay Fighter, even if it sucks. It's just about the memories, man.
Yeah. Speaking of, supporting companies. Or not supporting companies.
Uh-oh.
HBO Go app went live on the PlayStation 4, but Comcast customers have been unable to activate it.
Is that on Comcast side or HBO side?
That is on Comcast side. Let me see what they said here. Comcast HBO Go availability on PS3 and some other devices or businesses... Our business decisions and deal with business terms have not yet been agreed to between the parties.
Some Comcast being a jerk.
HBO's
like, hey, here's this. Comcast's like, eh, I don't know. So we want money.
Yeah, Comcast made a reply to IGN when IGN asked them about it. That's what they had to say.
Okay.
Xfinity customers who subscribe to HBO currently have access to the full HBO library via their set-to box. And that might be a typo.
Yeah.
Or via Xfinity TV Go platforms across devices, a Comcast spokesperson said. We also currently authenticate more than 90 networks across 18 devices, and we began authenticating HBO and Showtime on Roku last December. So there is no shortage in the number of ways for our customers to access their content across the device and the platforms of their choice. Except for the PS4.
Yeah, isn't that...
What the hell, Comcast?
Isn't that the console of my choice to do this?
Yeah.
So, So what they said is a lie.
Yeah, what they're basically telling you, go watch it on your Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your fancy phone.
Or your fancy phone, or your computer, or Sony, give me money.
Yeah, well.
That's crazy shit right there, though.
Yeah, business, man.
For them just blocking a channel, that's HBO's decision, not Comcast's decision to make.
Well, they made it, dude. They made it. They don't want you watching on PS4. They want the monies.
Speaking of wanting the monies and where I want to put my monies.
Where do you want to put your monies in?
Rock Band 4 announced for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. What? Bring on the good times.
Is that a new one?
That's a new one. Oh, yeah.
Is it a remastered one or is it brand new?
No, it's
going to
be brand new.
Do you have all the equipment?
I have the PlayStation 3 equipment. They're working
with... I was going to ask you, yeah.
They're working with Sony and Xbox to try to create an adapter that will let you use your old equipment.
I still don't understand why they can't just make it compatible.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, they're wireless at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, USB or wireless, I mean, the PS4 has USB.
Two slots.
Yep.
So how do you do that? You have to buy an adapter for all four things?
What? That's what you... Well...
I mean, well, you got the drum sets, you got the guitar, well, you got the bass.
That's how it works right now, right? Because PlayStation 3 only has, like, two slots. Well, mine does. Yours has, like, six, I know. But each like, peripheral, like, the mic peripheral had, like, you plug it in the back of it was another USB port. You plug in, like, the guitar one, there'd be, like, a USB port out of that. Stuff like that.
Oh, like Christmas trees. Tree lights.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
So that's how they had it back then, so probably something like that. Or just make it wireless. I mean...
Yeah.
Completely wireless.
Wireless would be
Yeah, just
nice.
Have it synced to the console.
Just, better not be too much lag on that wireless.
That's true. But there shouldn't be, because it's like right, you're like 5 feet away.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
I had a PlayStation 2 controller. I bought a wireless PlayStation 2 controller. It was kind of bulky, because, you know, the battery pack. You had to put batteries in it, and, you know, it did a whole Bluetooth. I think it was Bluetooth, right? Must have been Bluetooth. It had to be Bluetooth.
I don't know. Man.
But anyway, I think
it's
it was a Bluetooth.
Sony, so.
Yeah, it was third party, and it was a Bluetooth connection. I'm assuming. But that thing had mad lag on it, man. It was. I don't know. It was more than just like a split second lag. Like you could feel the lag. But I liked the fact that I was playing, you know, without
wires.
Yeah, dude. Like. I think at the time I was playing Final Fantasy, what was it, 12?
Yeah.
I think it was Final Fantasy 12. The one with the lines?
Yeah, 12.
Yeah. So it didn't matter too much, you know what I mean? Like, the lag didn't really matter all that much in that game. That's not the type of game that needs to be precise. You know, you just, you know, making inputs and stuff like that. No big deal. But when you know, when we started playing other games, it's just, you know, like a shooter or something like that, it wasn't working out. I mean, the concept was cool, but like it just didn't work. Didn't work with it.
Yeah.
And then PlayStation 3 just came out with wireless controllers.
Just show them how it was done.
Yeah. And Xbox One controllers still have batteries. Why?
So you have the freedom to not have to charge your controller. Why
do they wait
for your controller to charge when you can just go buy batteries over and over again?
I just don't understand.
Or buy the Xbox rechargeable battery pack.
Isn't that super bulky?
It does add some bulk.
Yeah, it adds super bulky. But yeah, but it adds more to the controller.
A little bit heavier, I think.
It's retarded. Just get yourself a little nickel.
But then how is Xbox going to make more money by making you buy a rechargeable battery
pack? This is a new era, man. You don't do that anymore.
You don't do that anymore.
It's just that simple, dude. You don't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's like you don't make somebody buy a charging cable for their handheld device.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No, no, obviously, you said this is a new era. You don't do that anymore.
Listen, you're the one that said that is just an upgraded version of the 3DS.
It is.
Right?
It is.
So if you have a 3DS, you should have a charging cable, right? It comes with it, right?
Right. If you had a 3DS, you'd get a charging cable.
Now, Nintendo came out with the new 3DS, assuming that everybody who's going to buy a new 3DS has a 3DS already.
But not everybody does.
Yeah. And Nintendo doesn't believe that because Nintendo believes everybody has a 3DS. Because why wouldn't you have a 3DS?
I don't know, Jeff. Why don't you have a 3DS?
The money.
The money. And so, what is Nintendo's answer to the money? Hey, let's make them spend more money.
But good thing you have people that have charger cables.
Yep, and good thing that it's been out long enough that you can get charger cables for like 40 cents.
Really?
If you want just a USB cable, it's...
USB. You bought a USB cable.
No, I bought a, an adaptable one, but it's an actual charging plug into the wall. But you can buy like a USB cable.
But it's a USB cable that connects to the charger?
I don't know, actually. I haven't actually looked at it. It's just been plugged in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all you really need it for.
I mean, somebody besides me that's been playing the Nintendo 3DS a lot has decided that they needed to charge it when I wasn't here.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shots fired. You know who you are. Yeah, that's kind of lame. I mean, just the fact that it doesn't come with a cable is so lame. Super lame. Yeah. That shouldn't happen at all. Nintendo needs to step up their game. Especially nowadays, because they're falling behind rapidly.
They are. The only thing keeping them afloat is people that love playing Zelda and Mario.
And the Mariners.
And the Mariners. Mario, Zelda, and Mariners.
Okay, so... Oh, yeah. The penises. Let's talk about penises for a second.
Oh. Huh? Your favorite subject.
Dan, would you like to talk about penises?
Only if it's game-related.
A lot of penises in games. A lot of penises in games. Especially one game. State of Decay, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
That really old buggy game?
Tons of penises everywhere. Penises here, penises there, penises right here, penises way over there.
Penises everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, it's penis-geddon.
What had... penis-geddon, dude, yeah. So, what had happened was, so this game, you know, being a small company and all.
Undead Labs, yeah.
And they, you know, they hired a lot of, you know, contract work for them to fill their world. And so, the people who they contracted to fill their world, some of them, or one of them, or I don't know how many of them, decided to put a lot of penises in the background. So, when they decided to do a revamped version of the game, They found all these penises in the netcode and stuff. Or not the netcode, but the...
Image, the backgrounds.
Yeah, like yeah. Like, they found all these images of penises everywhere. And I thought it was pretty funny, dude.
Yeah.
These guys, I mean, they're getting paid to do this, and they just decided, hey, let's put some penises in here. Why not?
You know what the Skyline needs? What does it need? A penis. A penis.
You know, these guys are were laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
All the way.
Oh, my God. Maybe they have that condition, you know, from, like, that one movie.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Jonah Hill and,
Yeah. Michael. Oh, that, where he drew
penises. Superbad.
Superbad, yeah.
Yeah, and he just had to draw penises.
I know somebody who does that. I'm not going to mention any names.
All right. I can understand why you wouldn't.
But I know somebody who does that.
And they're just like, they have no control over it?
He does it a lot. So, I mean, I don't know if he actually has control over it or not, but he does it a lot. Like, he'll take pictures of, like, Snoopy or something and just incorporate a penis onto Snoopy or make Snoopy a penis or just somewhere. It's not that hard. Yes, there's a penis somewhere. No, actually, Snoopy's not that hard. Yeah. Not that hard. Flaccid Snoopy. But he just does it all the time. I don't know. It's his thing. Whatever. Doesn't make them gay.
No, it doesn't.
Just makes them a penis aficionado.
He knows his penis. Speaking of,
penises.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna go into that story, because that'd be kind of disrespectful. So, let's go somewhere else. EA closes SimCity developer Maxis.
No!
The people behind the SimCity games.
So now what? No more SimCities?
Yeah, I guess you're gonna have to get your fix somewhere else with, like, Tropico or something like that.
No. It's fake SimCities.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
SimCity, dude, SimCity's huge!
It was huge.
No, it is huge.
It was.
The last one. You tell me it didn't do good on sales?
Apparently EA doesn't think so.
It was a lot. There was a lot of talk about that one game.
There was a lot of talk about it, but I hear it was, like, buggy.
They've all been buggy, dude. Every SimCity has been buggy.
No.
Yes. Even the one where they started, like, making love in the game.
No, no, you're talking about The Sims, not SimCity.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about The Sims.
What are we talking about?
SimCity.
Which one's SimCity, then?
The one where you build cities.
That's the same game!
No, The Sims is where you control somebody's life. You build a house.
Is that a different developer?
I'm not sure if it's a different developer. I think it might be the same developer, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, SimCity. Make tornadoes, destroy your cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have the roller coaster ones, too.
That's
Roller Coaster Tycoon and
there was a Sim theme park.
Yeah. I remember something like that. Yeah. But they've always been pretty big, the Sim Cities.
Yeah, I mean they have been back before EA
PC
owned them.
Stuff. That was all PC, right? At first,
yeah, that was all PC. Yeah. Well, SimCity 2000 came out on Sega Saturn. I remember.
But it was the original PC game.
Yeah. It was all ports.
Whatever, man. I mean, I never got into them, so. I don't really care too much about it, but I mean, I like the concept of the games. I just can't sit around just kind of just work and create stuff all the time. Like, just I don't know. I need something else.
Well, yeah, there's the whole like keeping your balance and budget and like keeping the people happy.
Yeah, and apparently, like it's good sometimes to destroy parts of the city.
Yeah,
like it's good for the city.
Mm-hmm.
Create some kind of bond between firemen and policemen.
Well, like, you know,
so they can make sweet, sweet love.
Is that how nurses are made?
Penises.
Okay. Speaking of nurses,
nurses have penises.
The designer of the Microsoft HoloLens.
There are male penises. Yeah. Male penises. Male nurses! Sorry, that one was actually not meant to come out like that. It did. All right, I'm going to stop talking about
penises. Yeah, I'm getting real here. The designer of the Microsoft HoloLens died in a car crash.
What?
Yeah. He's dead.
Oh, man. How old was this guy?
I don't know. My
internet doesn't work.
Yeah, my internet doesn't work and my phone's in like...
How old does he look? Is there a pic of him? Oh, man, he looks pretty white.
Let me reboot this. I'm trying not to let my stupid phone die. But yeah, dead. Car crash. Just like that.
Live life to its fullest, people.
Truly. Truly.
Spend more money than you have.
Here we go.
No, don't do that.
Let's see.
Maybe a little more.
He was 30-year-old Mike Yu.
30?
30-year-old Mike Yu.
That's super young.
He was rear-ended on the highway by a car traveling over 100 miles per hour. Lucky the guy that hit him was caught by the police. And
vehicular manslaughter? Is that going to be the charge?
Yeah, vehicular manslaughter and felony hit-and-run charges. Because he did
it. Oh, he took... How did he take off? Oh, running. Running. I mean, there's no way it took off in a car. If it rear-ended
yeah,
another car...
Yeah, he attempted to run. Yeah.
Man, dude. I also know someone that fell asleep on the wheel. Yeah, and he doesn't remember any of it, but he was told a bunch of stuff that happened. Not good stuff. But I don't want to get too into detail about it, but yeah, like he's super tired. Don't drive while you're tired.
Yeah.
And don't drive stupid.
Yeah.
Go 75 if you want, but not 100, dude.
Over 100.
Yeah, not over 100, especially over 100. Like, yeah. Just be careful out there, man. It's a lot of innocence. And accidents, you know, aren't actually planned, so, you know, that's why they're accidents, but you gotta, you know, just be careful, man.
Yep. Also, Microsoft Interactive Entertainment Business VP Phil Harrison has left the corporation.
I thought you were going to say the world. I thought we were still going with the death thing here.
Yeah, no, it was...
There's somebody else that died, wasn't there?
I don't know.
There's some dude that died in the video game world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember, though. So, wait, what about Microsoft? I don't think I paid any attention to that.
He doesn't work at Microsoft anymore. Phil Harrison.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
What happened with him? He's just being a jerk?
He says he's leaving the corporation.
Of course, there's never any details.
Yeah.
Microsoft was like, yeah, it was a mutual agreement between both of us. I'm leaving the corporation. You know, we're off on good terms. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Phil Spencer's told Eurogamer that, I don't know, no, I'm sorry, I don't think I can say anything about that.
Yeah, of course. They can never,
yeah.
Excuse me, say anything about anything. Why did they even announce it? I mean, what it makes for a lame story when you say, oh, this guy left the company. Oh, yeah, we can't talk about it, though. Then don't announce it, dude. Whatever. Who cares?
Yep.
If you're not going to tell me the rest of the story, I don't really care.
That is true. That is true.
No juicy details, man.
Speaking about juicy details.
Yeah!
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Five!
So, a release time window has been slated. Coming this September.
Coming this September.
Phantom Pain. This September. Also...
Oh, that's still a few months, though.
Snake is not going to be talking very much in this game.
What, he's mute?
He's not mute. He'll say a few lines here and there, but most of the game he'll be
a silent protagonist. No, he's just going to be quiet?
Because Kojima really wanted to emphasize, like, you're the player, this is your adventure, so we're going to make him talk less, so that you feel more in control and more interactive.
There's going to be a lot of commands in that game, right? Like commanding other people?
There might be. Probably not. I don't think you're controlling an army. I think you're still...
No, but you have, like, an elite group, right?
Well, you're building... It's like, I think it's more of a side mission thing, because it's not the first time they've done this. The PSP games, the first PSP game, Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, which a lot of people seem to forget, and they seem to call, the other one that came after that, the first, like, real PSP one, but Portable Ops pretty much did it first. Let's not forget Portable Ops, because it's part of the actual canonical storyline. Let's not forget that, people.
I hate when they do that, though. They do that with different consoles. It's just, you feel like you miss out if you don't have that console.
Yeah, well, just go get it.
No.
Go get yourself a Vita.
You say it so easily, dude. It's not that easy.
You got your tax money. I thought you were going to spend some of it on yourself.
I am, but I'm not going to spend, well, maybe I am.
Yeah, you are. It's also going to be, and I think this is the second or third time Kojima has said this, but it's going to be the final game in the Metal Gear saga.
Well, were they supposed to start the new, the Raiden saga?
No, this says Metal Gear saga.
I know, but they already started the Raiden one.
The Revengeance?
Yeah.
They're supposed to make a second one?
Isn't that, I thought that was supposed to be a series now. Like, that was supposed to be, like, new storyline.
No, I think Kojima's just going to start doing Silent Hills.
Just completely end it? You think you're going to end Metal Gear now?
I think he's sick of it. I think he's sick of being typecasted. Oh, you're that Metal Gear guy. Everywhere he goes, like, hey, let me show you this new game. Oh, cool, is it Metal Gear?
Yeah, you know what? Spock wrote a book about how he wasn't Spock.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a book about how he was Spock.
And which book was better?
The one where he was Spock.
Right. So, Kojima needs his time to not be Metal Gear. so that he can come back and make an awesome Metal Gear.
Touche. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still waiting on this Silent Hill, so please.
Oh, I know you are. You
give me the Silent Hill, please. And I would love for it to be first person.
Virtual reality? VR?
Oh my god, dude.
Morpheus?
No.
You don't want that?
No, that sounds scary, dude.
But what if you could play Silent Hills and also...
Smell-o-vision!
Segway.
Smell-o-vision! Who was it? No, I forgot the name of the company.
But just tell the story.
Okay, there's an add-on for the Oculus Rift. I don't know how complete it is, but it's gonna put you more into the virtual reality world, right? By creating this mask add-on that has heaters, coolers, misters, right, with smells. It's a removable cartridge. Okay. And so I don't know if every cartridge has like a set amount of smells on it or if it's just one smell per cartridge. But the smells are ocean, jungle, fire. I don't know what fire smells like. I know what stuff that's burning smells like, but I don't know what fire smells like. What's the smell of fire?
Toasty. Right? All right.
That's the smell. The smell of fire is toasty. You heard it here first.
Yep.
Grass. Powder. The smell of powder.
Did they mean like snow powder?
I don't know. It just said powder.
Okay. Like dust?
Like, no. Well, dust is different. They would have said dust.
I guess, yeah.
Powder. There's like billions of powders. What powder are you talking about? There's not just a powder smell.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one.
Metal and flour.
Everything, yeah. All the games I play entail.
Yeah. So, flour.
Like, the cooking?
Is it going to be a specific flour? Is it going to be many different types of flours?
Okay, so the plant flour, not like a cooking supply. Like, oh.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm having a gunfight in this, yeah, in this kitchen. Oh, cool. I can smell the flour that I just shot.
No, there's a W. There's a W in there. And metal. The smell of metal.
Wow.
Also, you know, it's going to be have a microphone integrated and vibration function. So, your face is going to vibrate.
Vibrate?
You vibrate.
Wow, that's, kind of cool-ish.
I don't know about the vibration part of it.
The vibration will be kind of weird.
Yeah, like, because it would shake your head.
Well, no, it's just your cheeks.
I'm sure your head will feel it.
You know what that'd be good for? Ace Combat games. First-person Ace Combat games. You feel that G-force.
But you don't even feel it in your face.
It's still better than nothing,
but
right?
But you wouldn't feel the G-force. You just feel something vibrating.
Yeah, kind of like G-force. Makes your cheeks all wobbly.
Oh, no. G-force feels like you're going to pass out, dude.
If you're not used to it.
Maybe you can have like a little hammer on top that kind of knocks you in the back of the head, like makes you feel like you're going to pass out.
Oh, yeah, every time you die in the game.
Boom!
Hey, you got really good at games. Yeah, I don't want to suck anymore. The doctor says I can't suck at games no more. Says it's a real adverse to my health.
Oh. I'm choking on my own spit.
Oh my.
Oh my god,
goodness.
I'm sorry, headphone users.
Oh man.
I started laughing and the spit went down the wrong pipe. Or saliva. The spit sounds more gross when you say spit instead of saliva.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Fortunately, I don't have a cup of water around here.
Ah,
Did you just spit in your shirt?
No, I'm coughing. That's why I'm putting my shirt over my mouth. Oh, man, that was not nice. It's still there.
All right, well, why don't you take some time, and I'll talk about something else. Apparently, Microsoft is teasing the return of a classic franchise. And that franchise...
Clay Fighter!
Not Clay Fighter. That classic franchise would be Battletoads.
Oh, man. I played Battletoads and gave up.
Most people did.
Yeah, it's impossible, dude. That game is impossible. And then we got speedrunners of it. Mm-hmm. People speedrunning Battletoads.
That's impressive.
It is. It's super impressive.
Like I said, most of that game
you can't just do that. Like you need lot of skill.
Most of that game is mostly memorization though, so
you still need a lot of skill for it.
Yeah. I mean you gotta be able to input the memorization, but I can see that. Actually, now I think.
Well, you would say that about any speedrun. No?
No, hell in Miami.
Yeah.
It has randomizers.
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
They
dude.
Were talking about it, those people that did the versus speedrun.
But it's not that big.
That's enough to get you killed a couple times.
I guess so. Oh, that's right. They were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody starts off in the same position.
Yeah.
And then they, whatever. I don't think it's that big of a difference. Enough to get you killed, but it's not that big of a difference. I don't think.
Anyway, as to, why they think that Battletoads is going to come back, Charla, revealed that the Battletoads would be making an appearance in the recently announced Xbox One version of Shovel Knight. He then went on to cryptically say, "I wonder when we'll see them next."
Dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah, that could be a thing that's happening.
Is this going to be a AAA title?
Well, I mean, Xbox owns the property, so maybe. If they know it was good for them.
It just almost seems like it would be more of like an indie
title.
Yeah.
Keep it super hard, or make it fair?
I would, they'd probably make it a lot easier than it was. They don't want people to get frustrated and not play the game.
Yeah. I can see
but
that.
But they should have a difficulty called NES.
Right? That would be good. Except that would cost money.
Yeah. No, they can call it a difficulty NES.
No, they can't.
They can't?
Nintendo owns NES.
Yeah, they own NES, but is NES, do they own NES as in the three letters NES? Or do they own Nintendo Entertainment System?
I don't know what the trademark laws are, but I'm pretty sure that once the Americans started calling it NES, they were like, get on that shit. Trademark
make
that
us some
now.
Money now. They got, yeah, those lawyers are no joke, dude.
They know what they're doing. Alright, so, real quick, just want to say before we run out of time, we did have somebody tweet at us.
Yeah!
So I just want to give him a quick shout out.
You're our first tweet, bro.
You're our first tweet.
A real one.
A real one, indeed.
Of somebody we don't know.
So this tweet came from username King Yoshi. He's at YoshiCrewENT. And he just wanted us to listen to his song, It's a Go. You can check that out on SoundCloud.com/YoshiCrew. It's a Go. Me and Jeff, we checked it out. It was a little, rap song.
I thought it was well made.
Yeah, I mean the production value is definitely there. It seemed pretty good. I mean, there was some game stuff in there. Like the entire chorus was pretty much saying "It's a me, Mario." Or,
I thought the whole song was going to be video game related, but it's kind of they tried to go for like a real song. You know what I mean? Like not
yeah,
something...
but like they peppered in some video game like stuff in there. But the song itself isn't about, a video game character or anything like that. It's about, real things going on and stuff like that, but with some video game, hyperboles?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, check that out. Again, that's, It's a Go by Yoshi King. You can check that on SoundCloud. That is soundcloud.com/YoshiCrew/It's a Go.
Hey, and thank you for the tweet.
Yeah.
So, is it time?
It is time.
For our new segment.
Brand new segment!
So, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play a music clip for you, and you have to guess what game it's from.
That's not fair. We grew up on completely different consoles.
It doesn't matter. This is for our people. Not for you, Dan. Okay?
All right. How long are the clips?
It's just one clip.
How specific do I have to be? If it's part of a franchise?
If it's part of a franchise, you can guess the franchise.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go.
I'm on the tip of my tongue, but I don't want to be wrong. I have two guesses in mind. One of them would be Zelda, the other one would be Mega Man.
You gotta pick one, Dan.
I'm gonna go with Zelda.
You are correct.
Yes.
It is from Zelda 2. It is the Golden Palace music, which is unique to the whole game because it only plays there.
And none of the other Zelda games have that, huh?
None of the other Zelda games have it, and that specific music isn't played in anywhere else in the game, as opposed to the regular palace music. So the other six palaces, they play the same music. Every time you go to a palace, it's the same music. But once you get to the Golden Palace, it's a completely new music.
You know what else is cool about it being Zelda 2? You recently twitched that. I played the whole game 3.5 hours, right?
3.5 hours. It was a fairly good run. I used to beat this game on one life when I was a kid, right? I mean, I got better and better at it. I mean, the first time I couldn't beat the first palace for like the longest time.
Right.
And then, you know, I started getting better at it, and I got to the point where I could run through the whole game in one life. The whole thing, right? Well, I started playing this again after, I don't know how many years. I feel like it's been like 15 years since I've actually played this game. And I running through it, and I died within the first, like, 20 minutes, I think I died one time. And then throughout the game, you know, not died, but continued, sorry, right. Which is three lives. And over the course of the whole game, I continued three times, which isn't that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It really is a difficult game.
I mean, it's three quarters.
Yeah. And it's a difficult game. It really is a difficult game. Especially if you don't know what you're doing in the game. If it's new to you.
Yeah, I hear like the...
It's a hard game.
Caves of Madness or something like that. That's, like the worst part.
It's, Caves of Madness.
Or like, you have to find something and you go in and out of caves and some caves are just dead ends.
Oh, I don't even remember that. I don't think that's what it... called.
I don't know if that's what they're called.
There's it might something. Be called that. I'm actually not even sure about that. But yeah, I mean, it's basically a maze of caves. Yeah. You go in through one side, and you pop out in a different, pop out in a little square, which has another entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pop out, you go through there. I suppose
it has, like, some of the hardest enemies in the game in that section, too, right?
Nah, I mean, if you, there's one particular guy that's kind of difficult in there. And he's this guy that has a little like hatchet and he throws them at you.
Right.
And you know, he takes a few hits, especially, you know, if you're at the level that you're supposed to be, he'll take a few hits and it's, you know, he doesn't always have a pattern to how he throws them. Sometimes he'll throw a couple of them like right away. So, you know, you jump over the first one and he's just like, he's throwing the second one, dude, and he gets you. And there's knockback when you get hit in this game, there's knockback. So you can't just like, you know, get hit and just go forward. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to get knocked back. You're gonna be invincible for a second.
And it falls in lava pits.
It's not long. Yeah, it's a straight death right there.
Yeah.
You can't jump out. You sink into it. Which makes sense.
It does make sense.
But yeah, I twitched the game. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, dude. I just enjoyed that game as a kid. It was one of my favorite games. The first Zelda I ever played, ever. And it was, I believe it was given to me as a gift. And so, you know, when I played Zelda, the first Zelda, when I got that after, I thought this Zelda's weird. This Zelda is so weird, dude. This is not Zelda.
You're the reverse of everybody.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. But
so what's your tips on creating your build? Because in this Zelda, you actually get to put attribute points into attack strength,
It's
life and magic.
Here's the deal with the experience points. When you you can build up your life, and then they go. I think that the first three is life, then magic, and then strength. Right? When you build up life, you take less damage. When you build up magic, you take up less magic to use spells, and strength obviously enemies take less hits. So when you hit 50 hit points, which is the first one, it'll tell you level up your life. You can either do it or you can cancel. If you cancel, it'll say, okay, next level is 100, which would be the magic, right? Once you get to magic, you can cancel that and go on to strength. And you can just, upgrade your strength. But you have to go through all the experience points, right? But if you die and have to continue, say, your next experience level is 8,000, right? And you have 6,575. If you die and continue, you'll lose all that experience and you have to build it up again.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. If you die, if you just die like a life, and it's still there. Don't worry. But if you die three times and you continue, you have to start all over again. So if you're on your third life and you feel like you want to build up your strength, you want to skip the first two and build up your strength, just be careful because, it might be a better idea, especially if you don't think you're going to make it. It might be a good idea to just level up the next one up, which would be life or magic. Just so you don't lose all of that.
You're saying it's probably better to focus on the attack, though?
Okay, so what I do, myself, I like to focus attack, on attack. I go through my first three upgrades, I wait till I get to strength. No, my first one I wait to strength. And then during the palace, I'll make two runs during the first palace before I actually beat it. And that way, I want to get it. Okay. So if you go up to strength, right, your next level is going to be 50 again. The first one, the strength is 200 points, 200 experience points. So you get to that, and the next one's going to be 50. So if you beat the palace, once you get to the end of the palace, it'll bring up to the next level, no matter what.
Okay.
So if you go to, if you wait till 200, and then you do you beat the palace, it'll only give you 50 experience points, right? So it's kind of not worth it. So what I do is I go back around, get those 50 experience points, level up, get the next one, which is 100 experience points, level that up, and then my next one's going to be my strength again, which is going to be at 500 hit points, right? So I just do that. I get the 50, get the 100. So you only have to get 150 more experience points to get 500 free experience points. See, does that make sense? Yeah. I hope I explained that well. But, I love this game, man. I love this game. I'm going to Twitch this game again. It's going to happen.
But where?
Oh, man, you can watch it on twitch.tv/blackholeflare. Every day, Monday through Friday. I might miss a day here and there. But
he's been pretty consistent, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and then Saturdays, more than likely on Saturdays. Sundays, I know I said I probably wouldn't, but I've been actually streaming the last two Sundays, so yeah, just keep an eye out on Sunday.
Remember, that's Black Hole Flare, BlackHoleFlare.
Correct.
And you can...
Can we get more of you, Dan?
Not so much.
No?
If you're in the Santa Cruz Bay Area, you can watch me do improv March 20th. That's going to be at the Broadway Playhouse on 526 Broadway Street. $10 tickets. If you...
I know Dan, but it's a good show. I'm not saying that because I know Dan. It's a really good show. It's award-winning.
Yeah, we did beat out Shakespeare Santa Cruz 1 year when we really tried to get a lot of fans to know about the voting
process. And Shakespeare Santa Cruz is huge.
Yeah.
So that's saying something.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. I mean, there's the YouTube channel. There's been really slow lately, mostly because my internet's down, and I've been having a hard time kind of finding time to edit the videos. But that's Game Days. So youtube.com/GameDays1. Actually, that's DAZE for the days. I hear Black is interested in putting up some of his Twitch channel
recordings. Yeah, especially now since it's been a little slow on there. Like, I figured it's I might put my Zelda run on there for as the first video. I feel really good about that stream. So
do it. Yeah.
going to do that.
Make it happen. Make it rain.
I will.
And you, our fans, have you been reading your Ready Player One? Because I haven't. Members Book Club, we're going to have an episode talking about that book at the end of the month.
Which is in 3 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read that entire book by the time the episode comes out. Even if it kills me. And I will leave in my will a paper for somebody to read.
But no money.
But no money. Well.
All right, well.
Send us your questions, yeah. UncoreGamers@gmail.com. You can follow us at UncoreGamers on Twitter. Again, you can find us on Player FM, which you probably already know if you're listening to this. And if you have an iPod or iTunes, you can also find us on there. All the episodes are on there. I figured it out. Finally.
It's good. That's good.
It is good. Right. Thanks for listening.